Good morning, and thank you for joining us. We've been sharing some great stuff the last couple of days. I've been talking about Argentina last week and today, and we're going to keep going as far as I can take Argentina because I'm going back March 1st. In fact, I'm going to make a little thing, put on Facebook and everything. Haven't done it yet. I'm trying to make like a medley, like a 30-second medley or whatever of all these videos and pictures. So maybe that get me organized so I can start getting the show a little bit more umped up with having to find pictures and stuff. Because sometimes the testimony comes to my mind and out in my spirit as I'm talking, and I'm like, where is it? Where is it? Now, when you're on stage or whatever, there's nothing you can do when I'm preaching and stuff. But when I'm at home and I'm writing, I can look up those things. I do write. And then, but I have to get it organized because I'm writing my next book. And there's a couple of titles I'm kicking around. One, I'm just going to make a title was just get one of these things rolling. Really trying to get we haven't had anyone register for the healing service. I had a few maybes, but no one's registered. But we're still going to hold it. We're going to be faithful. We're going to have it once a month, end of the month, every month this year. That's my goal, and that's what I'm planning on. But we're doing a lot of things. And I'm writing and trying to get some books together. So maybe organizing everything will get myself to writing a little bit more because I get excited about these testimonies and everything. But God is so good. I don't know how Argentina is going to work out as far as the cost and everything. I still got to put that together. But we're going to believe God for some big funds to come in. And I'm believing this for you, that you don't have to pray for next week. You don't have to pray for next month, but that you just pray and that God provides for the next year. I'm believing God can do that. I'm believing God can make that happen. I'm not doubting that. I'm not even concerned. I've just said I'm coming, but we'll see what God does. This is my good friend, Pastor Solomon. He is such a good man of God, and he organized the whole thing and put me in key places. We basically went to Cordova, and then went up to near Belize, and we preached, and then we went to back to Buenos Aires. We started in Buenos Aires, one church, and then we went, and it was an amazing church. This guy had hair like a rock star. I have pictures of his service. So all this week, I hope to really just put together some of these things to make these things just come out to you, and you can see it and say, wow, this is amazing, and really promote what we're doing in Argentina. And this broadcast, usually about a week later in South Carolina and are online, the full show. We have a 30-minute show, 28:30 show that broadcasts on there. And you can see that on Igniting Faith Network or on where's Igniting Faith? We're not completely up to par on this yet. It cost me about $2,000 a month to move this over to another server. So it doesn't have. It's not as fast as it should be, but you still can watch that if you have good internet. It'll be able to watch it okay. But it's not like RevMedia TV. Now, RevMedia TV is our baby. It is the one that keeps everything running. We have plenty of churches streaming. In fact, if your church needs to stream, our costs are very low. In fact, if you can't even afford it, I give it to you. In fact, I have 500 broadcasters, but maybe just a handful actually pay because it's just how it is. I started off giving it free, and it's hard to add a dollar when you give something free away. But that is what that is, and you'll be able to see the whole broadcast, what we're doing. If you like to write us, please write us. But we're going to see some great things coming, and you're going to be a part of that. Like I was beginning to say, I have a book called Be Healed Now. Be Healed Now. And that's because that's what I say when I'm praying. It's what I speak, and people are healed. So even if you notice when I pray with you right now, be healed now in Jesus' name. Headaches gone, backaches gone, legs healed, feet healed, no more flat feet, no more deformity in feet in Jesus' name. Be healed now. It is one of the most effective ways when I pray for people. I just say now, and the anointing hits them. So I'm going to put that online. I'm going to put that in a book. I'm going to reach people and reach them by saying now and seeing them healed. And I can see the cover. It looks good in my brain, but not so far written. But we're going to believe God for an amazing thing to happen in your life. Let me share this testimony. It is from my good friend Solomon. It's in Spanish, but it is translated. If you listen really carefully, you'll hear the translation clearly. I'll pick up the volume on it as well. Let me find it. We're going to have to shut down this part so you can see it. All right, you can still see the ticker. The ticker is important. It's telling you about upcoming events. All right, I need to add Argentina in that. So it's a good video.
Y cuando el pastor David oró por ella, dejó de temblar todo su sector izquierdo.
I had my head down and my left shoulder was I couldn't move this left side. It was like up. And when I came to the front, my legs are shaking even more. When he prayed over me, it stopped shaking. And all the stiffness and the pain in the neck.
Y cuello de sí. Ella llegó y cuenta que toda su parte izquierda tenía
contracturado,
pero su pierna.
That was in Pastor Solomon's church. He has like a theater type church. Used to be a theater. And in fact, let me tell you of something crazy that happened. I have pictures of this lady, but I don't have it right now. Oh. Anyway. First, this lady got healed of Parkinson's. I don't know if you caught that. God healed her of Parkinson's. Her whole side of the body was shaking and was numb, and all the pain in her body left her. She was shaking first, and God healed that. And then God, just as she was bending down, God healed her, and she came to the front. I prayed for it. Everything was healed. She doesn't have Parkinson's anymore. It's amazing. But before I get to the next testimony, I have another road set up here. In fact, let me click in here and get that fixed. Okay, we got another one ready to go. And this, let me get this ready. Anyway, before I go to the other video, I was praying for people, and I seen this lady coming towards me, just the side of my peripheral vision. And as she was coming, I could see that she was like coming fast to me, and my security jumped in front of her. But do you know, even though they stopped about a foot to 2 feet away from me, about 2 feet away, her foot came and kicked me like a mule right in my knee, my chins. I was like, oh my goodness. Good thing I played foot soccer for a long time in my life. I'm used to getting kicked there, but man, did it hurt. And then, you know, she kicked again, and I'm like, oh my goodness. They dragged her away. Do you know that I seen her foot extend and kick me again 3 times? And I said, that's it. That's it. I think all those years of watching wrestling and when I was a kid, the Mid-South wrestling, and I just, it just came out automatic because nobody ever gets away from the claw. And I walked over to her and I said, in Jesus' name. And the pastor Solomon was telling me, calm down. I just hit her in the head. I grabbed her in the head with the claw, praying in Jesus' name. That woman couldn't move. She was kicking her feet out to the right and left. I actually picked her up with my hand like that, and then I threw her to the ground. I said, in Jesus' name, you don't touch me. You are, you devil. And you know what? I took my handkerchief, which was my towel that was traveling me all over the world. I lost it in Nicaragua. In fact, I left it on the bed. Maybe the cleaner lady cleaned it and something. At the house I was staying at, and they don't even recognize that David and his ministry is on there. It's probably there waiting for me when I go back. But my favorite towel, I laid it on top of her belly. No matter what she looked like, the more she tried to do, she looked like a little turtle trying to get up over her shell. that was flipped over backwards. She just laying there trying to get up, trying to do a cruncher that she could never get up. And I just said, in Jesus' name, you release. And all those demons left her. And you know what she said? That the witches sent her there to kill me. That's what she said. They're right outside the door. They sent her in to do this. And then she was possessed by them. Oh, God is good, but the claw never fails. Use the claw. And I never did that before. Can't say I will never, ever do it again, but I did that time. I have another video. I will share it tomorrow because we're running out of time. Let's go ahead and pray for you because God is with you. Know that God is with you. And if I find that picture of that girl, literally, it's like her foot was extended. I don't have that picture, but that was something crazy. Now, I remember in India praying for this baby that was demon possessed. It was, walked up to pray for it and its whole face changed on me. And I'm like, sweet Jesus. And I said, okay, well, we got to deal with it. I put my hand to grab it and it ran around the mom on the back and it was crawling around her with claws. She's screaming, the mom's screaming. And I just finally caught it. Ugh! And I just grabbed it off and it threw up all over my foot. But the baby was healed. I don't know how a demon got in the baby, but hey, I'm not here to explain the wonders and the mysteries of the gospel. I'm just here to tell you what God's done. And he's going to heal you right now in Jesus' name. Jesus' name be healed of all sickness right now. When I feel that anointing go, that is going to you right now. All sickness gone now in Jesus' name. Well, hey, please remember us. Remember what we're doing. Remember how God is moving and visit our website. See how things are for us and see what's happening. Our website's kind of had a little transformation, not much of a transformation, but we're just, as I get to it, I get to it. I don't have a big staff. I don't have, hundreds of people working for me, but we get the things done. Anyway, God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow. God bless.